No, I didn't go to the Pro Bowl last year. We were in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. He said he got to know you a little bit.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was before the confrontations a year ago.
Yeah.
How much motivation did that game last year, the first game, provide you throughout the entire season and in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it was not just my battle against him, but just set me up for the whole year, you know. It was one of those things where I was, wasn't on my technique and, didn't play up to what I, should be able to play week in and week out, and really motivated me not to ever let that happen again. And Clay's a terrific player. He's been doing it at a very high level ever since he's gotten the NFL. I have nothing but great respect for him and the player he is. He's, you turn on the film and you just see the intensity with which what he plays, the game of football. And, I look forward to a fun battle again. You know, I've been able to go against him a few times over the years, and it's always been a competitive, hard fought.
He and some other defensive players have said in the off season that they've been very open about, saying that they're going to hit these read option quarterbacks when there's a gray area about whether they're a runner or a passer. As an offensive lineman, as someone whose job is to protect the quarterback, how do you interpret that rule, and how do you kind of protect the quarterback in those situations?
Well, I think any defensive player is going to say that they're going to tackle their quarterback and tackle the running back. That's their job. That doesn't surprise me in a bit. I think our defensive players would say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers and any quarterback we go against. You want to hit the quarterback, and as offensive linemen, our job is to protect him. Protect him and create lanes for our winning game, so it doesn't change anything. They've been doing that since the start of football.
Do you think that they're, in the Super Bowl, they seem to be taking some extra hits on Colin when he was in the pocket after the play?
No.
You didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
Did that pick up to work as well as you guys could have passed in that game, or maybe more so?
In what game? In the playoff game? Yeah, we had a great scheme that week, but just like anything, our stuff changes, so, that's in the past. That was last year's game, and this is a completely new season, and we're going to go in, with whatever we feel works best for this season and the personnel we have. So, obviously it worked, worked well last year. We had a lot of yards, a lot of points, and, every week that's the mindset, and that's what we're striving for. So.
A couple more. Is Clay Matthews the biggest threat you guys got to watch out for on the Packers defense?
No, he's a playmaker for their team, no doubt. He's definitely a guy that you circle when you do the scouting report. He flies around. He makes big plays for them. So, to say he's not the the playmaker of that defense, I think it'd be foolish. But they have a lot of guys that are playing in that scheme for a long time, and also with that coordinator, so they understand what they're doing. He's talking about AJ Hawk. He's a guy that also flies around in there, and their front three, four guys, big guys that can stop the run and really sit down. So, Clay's their bell cow. He's their guy that gets him going on defense.
Is that the biggest change from a year ago? Do they seem more physical up front?
I don't know. There's not too many snaps to go on. They don't play a whole lot in the preseason, so you're just watching preseason snaps. And, the last game they played was the game we played against them. So, but we expect those guys, just knowing those guys and how they are throughout their career, we'd expect the same kind of physicality and mentality that they played their whole career with. I thought it went well. Yeah. Yeah, I think that carried me throughout the whole entire season. Obviously, if I played that way that I did week one throughout the season, I'd be a miserable player. And so I, I changed what I did and, really identified what some things I was doing on film wrong in that game and worked hard to improve them. And I thought I did and was able to finish the season very strong.
In general, can you talk about what some of those things were?
No. Yep.
How much alteration is being planned and taking on our differences since Tulsi signed in Green Bay?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Just when you get ready for Green Bay's game, has Greg added maybe a few little twists and turns that you guys haven't done before, knowing that he's very early on that?
We always are adding stuff and taking out stuff in our offense, you know? It's just always a thing where the hay's never in the barn until that game's over. So, yeah.
Is it just more of a, you guys have to maybe change your checks and what you shout out at the line? Or
I don't know. Like yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that.
Hey, Joe, the Players Association is teaming with an outfit called Uber, designated driver.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of modified behavior around the league. All you guys are going to have access to this. Good idea, bad idea? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know. I don't. I'm just focused on Packers right now. I don't care about Uber.